Well, welcome back to Downtown and my not quite as often, but still often conversation with Molly Engstrom, head coach of University of Maine women's hockey team, coming off a 5-point weekend, or 4-point weekend, where you wanted 6, but it was a tough battle. And I got to say, Saturday was a heck of a game.
Yeah, Saturday was a good game. It was nice for the girls to go through something hard on Friday and then come out and kind of put a stamp on it on Saturday. Friday, third period, we had so many chances. So, I mean, the good news is, you know, you're creating chances. But we just couldn't find the back of the net. And then the OT, Amir scored about a second too late on the 3-on-3 and then ended up in that shootout. But, yeah, good game. Made some good adjustments. I think it was a good character test for the girls on Saturday that they were able to overcome.
Well, I was saying to you before we started talking that every single team in Hockey East, every women's team, has something at stake here on this final weekend. Everybody can move up. Everybody can move down. I mean, I've never seen it like this before. The bottom four teams all have a chance to move around. You, 2 wins against Holy Cross on senior weekend, and you're definitely got a bye. You stay 6. Little help from Boston College. Keep New Hampshire down wouldn't be a bad thing either. But I've never seen it this tight. I've never seen it where everybody's got so much at stake. But then you watch the way teams have played the last month. Everybody's in every game.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. This weekend when I was talking to some people after the game, and they were like, I can't believe that Merrimack's last. I would never guess that Merrimack would be last in the conference right now. So, yeah, bottom 4 or 5 teams are definitely fighting for their lives and have been for the last 3 weeks or so. And then, you know, you're right. Everyone's kind of adjusting at the top. I mean, when you look back on it, you know, the girls got to stay positive.
Yeah.
You know, we're at UConn. We're up by a goal with 2 minutes to go. We lose 3. We lose that one.
Yeah.
We ended up actually winning that one in a shootout, but we lose the 3 points.
Yeah.
Next weekend, we go into Providence. We're up by a goal with 2 minutes to go in the game. We ended up losing that one in OT. So another 3 points wash out the door. But, like, every team is in every game.
Yeah.
Like you're saying. It's so close, which makes it really exciting down the chute here.
And I would think that you've got to feel that one of the things that's going to benefit you in this final weekend is that you played one of the toughest schedules in North America. Well, depending who you listen to, the second or third toughest schedule. I don't know how many ranked games against ranked opponents you've played totally, but it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So you've got to feel, I think the kids have got to feel that they can beat anyone.
Yeah.
They must have gotten to that point.
Yeah.
Maybe they can't beat Wisconsin, but they're going to be close.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's just, you know, I think they have built their confidence over the course of the year. And I really think this last weekend helped prove it to themselves that they can, you know, sort of muddle through a really tough game and come out on top. We got some contributions from our D on that, which is great. But, you know, going into Holy Cross, we've been talking about it. It's going to be a very different game. Like, they play really well from the inside out.
Yeah.
Very rarely do they get stuck on the walls, which helps them defensively.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to work really hard to get pucks to the net. You know, they're kind of like a UConn in that way.
Yeah.
How UConn has played for years.
They like to clog up the middle.
Clog up the middle. And then, you know, so last Saturday, second game Holy Cross had against Vermont, the shots, so Vermont outshot them 30-19. They had an additional 28 shots blocked.
Wow.
So 58 shots, I mean, and only 30 of them made it into the net. Holy Cross only gets 19 shots on net and end up winning the game.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, it's ugly. It's going to be clogged up. So we're just working with the girls this year, this week, to like mentally overcome what they're about to see this weekend.
One of the things I noticed that Holy Cross doesn't like was when they're on the penalty kill. They don't like 3 high.
Right.
And it seems that very often if one of the point people cuts in, they get real nervous. Now you got 2 people at the point and 3 in front. If you can get the puck back to the point, you can get what you want. But that minute they see you're going to try and do that, that other forward takes off.
Yep.
It's I don't remember them playing that way in the past. Maybe it's a new thing, but so you want to play the game more in the middle of the ice than they do.
Yeah, and one thing we've been talking about is just we got to keep the puck in off the boards, off the yellow.
Yeah.
You know, that's when they're going to, you turn your back and they jump on it. So we can't just throw the puck at each other. You're going to make your life really difficult for yourselves. So just, you know, putting pucks into soft spaces, tape to tape, use our speed.
Yeah.
And then be willing to shoot through screens. You know, yeah. It doesn't have to be, you almost don't shoot to score at that point. Like, you get it to the net with some traffic in front, anything can happen, but we got to get the puck to the net.
Yeah, I was so impressed with Rubel's empty netter because she didn't think about it.
Yeah.
She didn't look. She knew where the net was. She fired it. It went in. Yeah. I think it went through the defenseman's leg. And I thought to myself, that's the way you got to do it even when you're not with the extra attacker. If you can shoot between the defenseman's leg and get somebody in front.
Exactly.
Get them confused. You're getting great goaltending from Lahtinen.
Yeah.
That second goal in the shootout was a fluke. I mean, it fell off the girl's stick, and who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it also seems that your team plays with a lot of confidence when she's in the net.
Yeah.
I mean, not that they don't when Bacchetti's in the net, but they seem to have that confidence. And, you know, you said, Coach Barr said, Coach Jenrin, you said, you build from the goalies out.
Yeah.
You know, you build goalie defense forwards out. I think you're probably feeling better about that situation than a couple of weeks ago even.
Yeah. Kia is just, we saw it. When you talk about a hard non-conference schedule.
Yeah.
Julia was out that whole time.
Yeah.
Kia was the one that saw all those shots.
Yep.
So when you talk about growing through that tough non-conference, I mean, she was like the pinpoint of that. So, yep. And she stuck in every game, and she's a competitor. Oh, I think you can see it. Yeah. If she plays back-to-back games, if she loses one or lets one in, she's not happy about it. It doesn't matter how it goes in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's got a great presence. She's calm. I think that's it keeps the players calm. Just kind of her demeanor. So good to get everybody going at the same time.
So last regular season games in the Alphon, Friday and Saturday. Friday at 6, Saturday at 5. Saturday is senior night. I'm posting everywhere trying to get as many people to come as I can. Do you think that sometimes senior night puts more pressure on teams than it should?
I don't know. You know, maybe we actually got stuck in Holy Cross's senior net, and I say stuck because we had to be on the ice during their whole ceremony.
Yeah.
I don't think that helped our kids, but yeah, there's always, you know, that can be a distraction for sure, but it's also a really cool thing. It's good to celebrate those kids who've been here.
And you're going to be saying goodbye to some good players who've been members of the team for a long time. Well, I wish you a lot of luck this week, and I can't wait for it to be Friday. I'm looking forward, and I know everyone else is, and let's wrap this one up.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Molly. Hey, Kirstie.
How are you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you bet. My pleasure.